Gilbert Curtis. Salt.
This is the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm promoting my new movie, See All the Way To.
Magic, powers, awesomeness,
is
powers. You already said that one.
Oh, sorry. Hey, what's up?
Not much, it's Friday.
What?
It is Friday.
What?
Can't do a show on Saturday because I got stuff to do on Saturday.
What do you
got
to do?
Naomi's having like a family thing I got to go to.
Oh, God.
Don't you just hate those?
Oh, my God.
Aren't those boring, Naomi? Oh, wait, you don't listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. Neither does my girlfriend. Wait, my fiance, who I'm getting married to in 28 days.
Doesn't even listen.
Guess what? This is how I'm sure she doesn't listen. Guess what? No, I'm not going to say it, just in case.
What?
What's going on?
What's going on, what?
Shooting the movie over the weekend.
Oh, right, yeah. yeah. Well, Naomi has an excuse. She doesn't have a computer.
Just...
It's kind of hard to listen to the show without one.
Yeah, well, alright, whatever. Computer.
But, yeah, so I gotta do that on Saturday, so I can't, you know, do a show with you on Saturday.
Alright, whatever, I guess
we'll... But I'm doing it now.
I guess we'll do a show today.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, we're doing one now.
I got nothing better to do during the week.
You don't?
No, really, I don't, so...
Our last show, we had a live show.
We did. You could see us last time. People can't see us today.
No.
That's why I'm back to my old nakedness. Not wearing any clothes during the show bit. And people called in. They called 718-304-7856.
Yeah, they called in, and we gave them the gauntlet, which is cool. You can actually listen to the show. We did post it. You don't see the video, because we didn't archive it. Maybe next time we will, if we can. So you could see the show and listen to the show. We'd like to thank Katie.
Yeah.
For our first caller, being our first caller. Even before the show started.
That's right. She was.
So, I mean, that was cool. Edwin, Janai, both of them called up. And Satan.
Satan called.
And who else called up?
Donnelly.
Donnelly called up. Is that about it?
And Sam.
Oh, and Sam.
She tried to call, but our, we had some communication problems.
Yeah, towards the end, no one could call us because our phone line was somehow busy, I guess, and it went straight to voicemail. Mm. So, let's play those, two voicemails that we got.
Let's do that.
Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Hi, guys. It's Sam. I'm watching you trying to check your voicemail, and now I'm leaving you another one that you won't be able to check. Oh, well. Well, I'm in New York. And maybe I'll call going on when I do. Okay, bye.
I'll slap you, bitch.
Yeah.
A lot of mouthful of crackers.
Oh, crackers. Try whistling. good way to choke.
Mm-hmm. Also a good way to get crumbs all over my computer.
Yeah.
Or you could spit on me again if you want.
Yes, during the stinger, the stinger that you actually heard in the beginning of the show. Joe, we did it, right, live, and I was laughing, as you can hear in it. Then Joe puts the final touches on it, putting the, da-da-da-da at the end of it, and then goes back and plays it again, and I was drinking seltzer, and totally did a spit take. I don't think I've done many of those in my life.
It was a good one. It made the spit take sound. Oh, that's a fart.
It was awesome. It was really cool. So we got some business to take care of.
Let's take care of it.
Brian, our friend Brian, emailed us, or gmailed us at iheartsnacks@gmail.com, some really cool pictures. Maybe we'll post some of them.
I think we should, because some of them are really funny.
Yeah.
I like the guy jumping out of the birthday cake, one of the best.
No, you know what? I think the someone wrote on a hand dryer. I think that one's the best one.
Okay, that one's the best one.
It's too hard to explain, but we'll just post it. So, I've seen that one before, though. Not in real life. I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Those are awesome. Eric Turner. I don't know if we should say his last name, but I just did.
Mm.
He posted something on our Facebook saying that Mike Tyson is crazy. And he linked us to a YouTube video. Maybe we'll put that up.
I think we should, because it's a really good video.
Yeah, it's just a montage of Mike Tyson clips
of
him.
Talking about how he's going to fornicate.
Fornicate and eat children. And
And how he hates Mike Tyson.
Yeah, how he hates himself.
I hate Mike Tyson.
Speaking of Facebook, we have a new friend on Facebook. His name is Joshua. We don't know him, but...
I don't know, but I guess he's a fan of the show.
Yeah, maybe...
Or snacks.
Or just snacks. That could be it. I should have said this before, but Eric Turner wrote on our Facebook wall. Actually, no, he didn't write on the wall. He wrote commenting on the show that we just did, the live show. He did catch some of it. He says, only got to witness part of it, but it still rocked.
It rocked!
And I'm going to add to his comment, rocked the hizzy.
Good addition.
I just added the hizzy to that one.
Thank you for adding that. It's a good addition to the hizzy.
I don't know what this means, but we did it. Show number.
Yeah, we said it already. 718-304-7856. We always forget to say that.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's your question of the show. Before we get to the little movie review
I'm sick
I got.
Of the show. No, I'm sorry.
Before we get to the little movie review I got, let's play our next voicemail.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Wizard.
Oh, the backlogs.
Backlogs. Okay. Let's get to that.
Son of a bitch.
Mr. Wizard backlogs.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Boy, there are a lot of frogs in here. Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Mr. Wizard calling in. Just finished with show number 3. You know, Pizza Hut is redonkulous. Green tea is awesome. Alright, I can't come to your Nintendo party. I'm working really hard with this basketball team, the Wizards. No, not the Washington Wizards. We're the bootleg Harlem Globetrotters. We do a lot of tricks and we go to elementary schools. Jesse Sorensen's mom hates us. And we can't even dunk. Alright, so I'm going to go friend Lindsay Kroll on MySpace because she's going to be my best friend. And then I'm going to go listen to that awesome track you guys laid down, the Eats. Alright, I want some cookies, bitch. Wizard out.
And I'm going to kick you right in the nuts. Do you remember when we did that?
I do. That was like a long time ago now.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play it at the end of this show?
I don't have it. You're going to have to get it.
Alright.
On your computer.
Okay, I can do
that. Computer.
I'll try to remember that. If I don't, tough shit.
Movie news!
Movie news! Is that our new segue?
Yeah, a little segue there. I went to the movies Wednesday night.
How was it?
Let me start from the beginning, like most people do.
Right. What did you see?
I saw Die Hard. No, sorry. I saw Live Free or Die Hard.
They even changed the name.
What should we call it Die Hard 4?
Yeah.
Die 4.
Yeah.
Anyway. Merrick Cinemas.
Amazing, huh?
Great. Here's why. Wacky Wednesdays.
What is this?
This is when the movies are open on Wacky Wednesdays.
Aren't movies usually open on Wednesdays?
I guess, but they only cost $5.
What?
Every movie all day.
Excuse me, I don't think I heard you correctly. Did you just say $5?
That's what I said.
$5?
Wacky Wednesdays. And guess what?
Yeah?
If you bring Razor Ramon... Bring your own Razor Ramon.
Okay.
To the mall.
Right.
Or the movies.
Right.
$3.
$3? I gotta get myself a Razor Ramon.
Go get one there. You can just find a Razor Ramon somewhere.
How was the movie?
I'm gonna tell you this.
Okay.
Alright. You said, oh, it probably sucked. I'm gonna say this. I was surprised how much I did enjoy it when I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
When you got out, different story.
No. You hated it. As soon as I walked out, oh, this sucks. And I gotta say, you have to go there thinking, I'm watching not just an action movie, but like it used to be, where every movie that came out was an action movie back in the day.
Right.
And they all had the same cheesy... You gotta go with that.
Well, yeah, Die Hard, the series is like that.
It's pretty cheesy, yeah. You gotta go with, you know, everything in it is part of the action movie and it's cheesy.
Right.
It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I liked that most of it wasn't CG. There were parts that were, and you could tell totally when it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But most of it was... Pure, like, cars really crashing, things really blowing up.
I like that.
People jumping off of things.
I'm a fan of that.
I'm a fan, too. There's this one guy, he was kind of like Blackie Chan in Casino Royale.
Right.
But he was white.
Awesome.
Here's what I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple things I didn't like.
It's so racist.
I know how it was. On two levels.
Okay, continue.
I didn't like that the movie was... the movie was PG-13.
That is some bullshit.
And not only was it bullshit, you could tell when you're watching it, it's
PG-13. Yeah.
It annoyed me, because...
Did he get to say his famous line?
Barely. He says it over a gunshot, a well-placed gunshot. So he does say the words, but they're very muffled.
Right.
And he doesn't shoot a lot of people. There's a lot of knee shots, which I hate. People die, don't get me wrong. It's not like they totally pussed out. And there, he does beat the shit out of a girl, which I love.
That is, sounds awesome.
I have to say, I haven't been in the movies in a long time where I really enjoyed a fight scene.
Yeah.
That was that, one. That was one where I said, mark this in the book. This is a good fight scene.
Yeah.
Kicks the crap out of her.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Because I heard in PG-13 movies, you're only allowed to say fuck once. And motherfucker, that's like, that's almost like saying, like, two fucks.
Mm. If it's once. True, that's what happened in the movie, because he only said it once. You know, they said bitch and ass. And
yeah, but you can get that on, like, Fox. Mm. Yeah, people say bitch and ass all the time.
today, news, bitch and ass.
But, yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna... I'm probably not seeing it in the theater.
I'd say... If it's even something, I'm gonna use English now instead of whatever I was. If it's something you and Naomi want to see in the movies, do it on Wacky Wednesday.
Right.
$5.
I still gotta take her to see Pirates. Is that the plan?
Yeah, maybe you can get it on a Wacky Wednesday.
All right, maybe I'll see that.
Or Wild Wednesday, whatever it's called.
It's gonna be hell.
Oh, it's long too, dude. Mm. Don't drink any soda.
Yeah.
Actually, drink lots of soda. You can just go to the bathroom a lot. Sneak into another movie.
Yeah. Except there's no other movies I don't want to see.
Oh, man.
What else do we have to talk about?
So, our trailers?
Oh, yeah. What kind of trailers are there? Good ones, huh?
Yeah. Well, The Simpsons.
Love that
one. I'm starting to get a little more excited about that.
I can't wait for it, actually. I'm really pumped.
Little mandate?
Yeah. SimpsonsMovie.com. You get to make your own Simpsons avatar.
I'm going
to
do that for the show. Maybe we'll put pictures of us on the Facebook of that.
It's really, really cool. Really cool. Yeah, Katie actually did it. I told her about it. And her Facebook has her Simpsons character. Very cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I saw that trailer.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Love him.
He's in a movie now. Tell me if you've heard a movie just like this before.
Okay.
A million. Where he's this, you know, he's a sports athlete, a successful businessman, or, you know, something like that.
Right.
Finds out he has a daughter he didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And then has to somehow change his immature lifestyle and become a daddy all within 2 hours.
Hmm.
I'll give him credit. It seems like The Rock can pull it off a little bit. He's pretty good. I'm not going to say he's a good actor. I'm going to say he's a good movie star.
Okay.
Am I going to see this movie? Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Why do they put shit out like this?
Because...
Like, who's going to that?
I'll tell you who's going.
Are guys actually going to see that movie?
Guys will take their girlfriends to see that movie.
Oh, so it's like a date movie,
huh? And maybe parents will take their kids.
So it's like PG?
Yeah, it's like a cute kids movie. Like, you know, he's throwing football and hits you in the face.
Huh.
Rush Hour 3. Saw that trailer. Love it. I'm definitely seeing that movie. Here's why. I'm the biggest Jackie Chan fan ever. Not that Blackie Chan shit. This is Jackie Chan.
Maybe.
I mean, he makes movies that suck. You're expecting that going in. I mean,
of course.
Come on. Operation Condor Strike? Or what was it? Eagle?
Yeah.
Straight out of Chinese? You're not gonna see it.
Nope.
On TV.
Yeah, TV. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see it there. Big news this week, still going on, E3. Nintendo had their thing on, what was it, Wednesday or Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Awesome news. I'm excited for Wii Fit.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. That's gonna be awesome. Mario Kart
online.
Can't wait for Metroid. That is soon too.
I'm hearing some stuff, and you've heard the same.
Yeah,
best first person shooter ever.
That's pretty good.
I'll see it when I believe it, but I'm convinced.
Yeah, love Nintendo.
Wait, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll see it when I believe it.
I'll see you. The movies.
Speaking of Nintendo, we did get a phone call.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play that now.
Phones. Hey, my name's Joe. This is Andre the Giant. I'm calling for you at the E3 Expo, or the E3 Electronic Gaming Expo. I'm here with my good buddy Worf. Worf is actually in the cafeteria, chowing down on Little Willow, because LucasArts just put out this Willow game, and Willow and a bunch of other midgets were here to love it. And that dude just chowed the hell down all those midgets. He's in the cafeteria with all of them. It's a mess. Anyway, we got invited to this thing Nintendo of America, and he's really cool. He's the one who invented Bigfoot Pizza. Did you know that? Here he is. He's my buddy. Here he is. I'll put him on the phone.
Hey guys, this is Reggie from Nintendo. I'm a big giant fan and a big fan of Bigfoot, like Bigfoot Pizza. And I'm a big fan of video games. Alright, I'll get going now. Reggie's got to do some ass kicking. I'll go check on Willow in the thing because I'm going to put him in the game. It's called Worth Eating Time. It's a sequel to Cookie Mama. Alright, I gotta go.
Thanks, Reggie.
Welcome.
Thanks, Banjo, for letting us call you on a giant road trip for giant people. Okay, peace. Stop, jeez.
So.
Big people convention. I mean, big people road trip?
Yeah. Awesome. They are big. They're giants. Is that it for the show today?
Yeah, I think we're going to make today's show a little shorter than the behemoth monstrous show we had last week.
Yeah, that was like, I think it was over a half hour.
Because there's a lot of planning and things to do.
Yeah.
And there was one part where
it really fucked up.
Yeah.
But next live show, it's not going to fuck up.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of support, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else? Oh, if you own an if you have an iTunes account, go on our page on iTunes and write a little message there. I'd like that.
Yeah, that'd I would cool. like that.
Or you could do it on Facebook. Our MySpace is myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Is it?
Yeah. And check out our blogspot, iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. Call us, Joe, phone number?
718-304-7856. Don't call that guy.
No, don't call him.
Or call him and have him get...
No, don't... I'm not going to promote
Please,
that.
Please, don't call that guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. And if I remember, when I bring this home, I'll put that thing on it.
Okay, if you don't.
That song.
If you can hear go it, suck